Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you see he did a lid this morning? Again, lid. You know what a lid is? A lid is when you put out word you're not going to be campaigning today. So he does a lid all the time. I'm working my ass off. I'm in Texas. I'm in Ohio. I'm in North Carolina, South Carolina.
Man, he's good at the rallies, isn't he?
Yes.
Isn't he good?
Aren't Absolutely.
Are you not entertained? Come on, people.
I actually sent that clip to both of my parents this morning, and I'm like, Happy Friday.
What Happy a weird Friday. Thing to do to your parents.
What a weird family.
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
Well, you know politics in their household. That's all they talk about.
Yeah. I know. That's the Bailey household.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. It's funny. I just came across this tweet from Ben Shapiro, and it was from January 8th of this year. What if Prince Harry is a mole, and his plan is for Meghan to be elected president, only for him to reassume his role as King of England and reverse the results of the French Revolutionary
War. Oh my gosh.
War.
No, Ben.
That's awesome.
No, Ben.
Makes me wonder why Trump said yesterday, just want to wish him luck, he's going to need it. You know? I'm just saying.
Oh.
And this was at the beginning of January. It's a weird time to be alive. It really is a very weird time to be taking in this information, this news. I was listening to the president at is it Doral? Is that where he is? Or is it Doral? I don't know how to say it. But he's giving this speech slash rally type of thing. And it's to a lot of people who are Latino. And they love him. They absolutely adore him. And he's like, hey, you guys know about Venezuela? These people know about Venezuela. Hey, you people know about Cuba. These people know about Cuba. And they are like, let's not go there. They appreciate so very much the gift that America has for them. And they're celebrating it. I mean, it's important to understand how fortunate and lucky we are to be able to have these casual discussions about, you know, tilting in dabbling into the socialist realm. Because the people who are talking about this, they think it's a fair system. They don't understand the system. And Trump said today, I don't think I have this because he kind of just said it, but Trump said today, he's like, Joe Biden, he doesn't go out anywhere and do anything. He goes, do you imagine how bad I'm going to feel if I lose to Joe Biden? He's like, you people need to get out and do something about this. Can you imagine what it's going to be like for me to lose to this guy? I mean, seriously.
That's pretty funny. Man, I'm so thankful now that you're talking about it to be able to even criticize our leaders. Because there are countries where you are not allowed to do that. You would be destroyed immediately. As much as I'm tired of people criticizing Trump, God bless your right to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Ryan, I met a friend of yours today.
Oh, really? I didn't know I had friends.
Well,
you really don't. This guy was just being nice.
Casual acquaintance?
Yeah, I mean, I said, do you know Ryan Wiggins? And he's like, well.
Most people distance themselves when you say my full name, yeah.
Yeah, his name is William. Is that right?
I genuinely don't know who you're talking about.
There's supposed to be a guy named William that you're supposed to know, and we are going to find out in the show if in fact you do know a William.
Will. I never called him William.
Yay!
Well, hello, look who's on the camera today. It's Will.
Frozen. I was really wondering here if this guy was going to be eating a cruda cake. Just some open it up for us.
Well, I feel terrible because you said William and I didn't know it was Will. It's Will.
Yeah, Will. It did definitely make me question whether or not I gave him to a stranger here. So we said last week
Okay.
Your birthday was the one day I came back after my grandma died, and so I officially on air canceled your birthday.
Yeah.
And which said is we cool. would throw you a surprise party. Woo!
So this is a surprise. Tell us,
yeah.
Go shout.
All right, first
it's
of all,
your birthday.
A bottle of milk, which is pretty awesome. I got a card right here. It's
read
got princesses. A princess is caring, strong, generous, and true. A princess is a girl like you, like us and you. That's marked out. Okay. Happy birthday, princess. Enjoy something from Disney World. Look at that. Wow. A $50 gift card
yes.
to Disney. I would guess I knew who that was even without you telling me. And, oh my gosh, there's more. Will's coming back in. Whoa.
There's more.
Whoa.
I want you. What are you going for now? What are you opening now?
I'm opening this box that looks like it might be a cake.
It is.
It's a cake.
Oh, man.
Check out that cake.
Happy birthday, Ryan, on air.
On air?
You know what's funny?
Show the cake to the camera.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I don't know if you did this on purpose, but let me see if I can tilt this without it falling.
I put a fork on top. I was kind of hoping you'd eat that cake just like that with a fork.
Happy birthday,
this is from Cruda Bakery in Collinsville. This is a legit cake.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
Cake. Made by Paul Cruda, who I graduated high school with and is the best in the business. And look at that cake. Isn't that sweet?
Gorgeous.
Looking?
That's amazing.
He airbrushed a microphone and on air, and it says, Happy Birthday, Ryan. And
you know what's funny about it saying Happy Birthday, Ryan, on air is that I don't think you intended this, but because we're doing this a week late, we're actually equidistant between my actual birthday and my air birthday with this show.
Yeah,
oh
I did.
Oh my
I did
gosh.
That.
Really, really close to my 1 year anniversary of being with
Heck
you guys.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
You know, Katie, have you noticed how Ryan always drops these anniversary dates like 1 week before publicly
remember,
on the air?
Just remember, guys, this is what's happening a week from now.
And that's a special one because that's not one I can reciprocate for you. So look at that. Captain
you
America
You tell us it's radio.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
Look at this.
Captain America
it's
t-shirt.
It should say Ryan used to be on the air.
A Disney t-shirt, a Mickey t-shirt. That's going to be great, especially since you know how the weather is in November in Florida. Wow, this is awesome.
There you
okay.
go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're doing.
Thank you so much. You guys know me really well, and you didn't even know that I was telling my wife that I wanted more t-shirts for my birthday because I feel like I'm out wearing all of them or I'm getting fatter, one of the two.
The t-shirt game at Disney World is a serious thing. And so my husband and I discussed, my husband was shopping for those last night for you, Ryan.
Wow.
We were FaceTiming while he was in Target and we were discussing what kind of t-shirts would Ryan Wiggins wear. So those Captain America and Mickey Mouse were pretty straightforward.
Yes.
Now, before we let this subject die, your birthday was very early in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we were all getting situated. We didn't know what was going on. Didn't know if we were supposed to see each other at all. So I missed your birthday. I mean, we knew it was your birthday, but I didn't get you anything because I didn't know how. So for my birthday, I got you something also. You didn't know I was doing this, did you?
No. Hold on a second. I gotta push you. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Am I on the main screen now? No. Put me on the main screen. There we go. All right. This I got for you.
Is that a legit Annie's Orphans shirt?
That's legit from Centralia, Illinois, Annie's Orphans sweatshirt.
Isn't that awesome? I knew about both these things happening. I feel so cool.
That is fantastic. That's a bucket list thing for me.
Yeah, I had to work pretty hard for that. So,
did you steal it from somebody? Is somebody missing their sweatshirt right now?
Well, I don't know if Centralia can pick us up. They're probably right on the border at 97.1. But if they happen, if anybody in Centralia is listening, know that I called your high school and talked to your athletic director and had
That's
her
awesome.
Track me down this shirt for Annie Fry. So
that is so cool.
You'll get it on
sweatshirt?
Tuesday.
Is it like
yeah, it's a sweatshirt.
That's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I might wear that Tuesday.
I'll bring it to you on Tuesday.
Heck yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wanted to make sure that we did celebrate it accordingly. As we mentioned, the actual birthday was last Wednesday.
Yep.
Yes, correct.
And my grandma passed away on Tuesday. And I was trying to do a show on Wednesday without crying, and I felt as though, plus I didn't have time to round everything up. So
yeah.
I said we canceled, we moved it, and we wanted to make sure we got it in. So we did.
And that's pretty awesome. A little bit disrespectful to me to not do it on my birthday, but I'll let it pass. Okay. This time.
Yeah. Next year, we won't have that same problem, I promise. Okay. At least not that specific problem. So we've got an interesting show going forward here today because, before we move on, give Will a high five. It was exciting to have him standing outside and give it to him and with at least a 75% assurance that it would actually get to you or there'd be some guy wearing Mickey t-shirts walking around eating cake that said,
I'm gonna have to give him an apology
and it's
too,
not
for
a
not
chocolate cake.
No, it's not a chocolate cake
because I remembered
I don't really like chocolate ice cream or cake.
Yeah,
it's not a chocolate cake.
Fantastic.
Have you guys been watching some of the stuff that's been coming out about the Mueller probe, what they knew, when they knew it? I mean, this is shocking, shocking stuff. It's shocking because they specifically, it justifies a lot of the frustrations and worries that have been existing up until this point that have not had a spotlight on them. Go ahead, Ryan.
It's so deep that I'm having trouble really wrapping my mind around either the timeline or what exactly is breaking right now. I was reading some of the stuff you sent, but I can't quite grasp it.
I was reading Twitter like threads. So when people tweet, if you're not on Twitter, you can only tweet so many characters at one time. So people write a thread, which means a sequential amount of tweets. And I told my husband, I said, Jared, I have to read this out loud to you so I can hear myself say it because reading it was not sinking in.
Right.
So we're going to talk about this stuff today. We're going to tell you what we know. We're going to talk about what we don't know. And we're also going to, get to the bottom of what has been released so far. Plus, tomorrow at 4 p.m. our time, we are going to have President Trump's Supreme Court nomination keyed in. I'm going to talk about predictions, who I think I want it to be. We'll talk about who I want it to be and who we think it's going to be. We'll get Katie's predictions and Ryan's predictions, and we'll see who it is. And then also, we've got Gabe coming in at 1 o'clock. I'm going to talk to him about his reaction to the Breonna Taylor ruling, and we'll have another discussion about that. Plus, we have Ask Me Anything. We have Real or Fake News coming up. We've got Ryan's going to sit here and eat this whole cake. That was part of the deal. I didn't tell you that yet with that fork that I taped to the top. Well,
I would normally say, oh my gosh, but I probably would have done it anyway.
Yeah, I said to them, I go, do you need milk and a fork? And they're like, yeah, we could do that. So then they got you your milk to help you wash it down. We'll be right back. Join us at facebook.com/AnnieFryShow for the live chat. Stuart from Stuart's American Mortgage is going to come on with us next and talk to us about these ridiculous low rates that are out there right now, and also going to talk to us about how we are going to have to there's a timeline right now because the government, of course, is slapping a fee on something. He can explain it way better than I can, which is why he's going to be with us when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for joining us today. Happy Friday. Isn't it nice to be able to say that it's Friday?
Yes.
Happy Friday. We've got a full show for you today. We got Gabe coming in at 1 o'clock as usual. And at 12:40, we're going to be speaking with Dr. John Fleming. He's the assistant to the President of the United States for Planning and Implementation. And he's going to talk to us about the America First Healthcare Plan. There's been a lot of questions out there about this Trump healthcare plan that we've been waiting to see and waiting to see and waiting to see. Well, we're going to talk about it at 12:40 with Dr. John Fleming. But now we have my friend Stuart Rosenblum joining us now. a wonderful partner of the Annie Fry Show. So glad to have done business with him myself for my refinance, which is just about a year old now. And I've talked to you guys about it all the time. That bagel loan is such an opportunity, and now more than ever. Stewie, thanks for coming on with us today. Hope you're doing well. Kind of a crazy year, but some good things to talk about, too, here.
You know, with every crisis, there's a silver lining, Annie. And by the way, thank you very much for having me on the show. But the silver lining in the situation is that interest rates are as low as they are. So you have to take advantage of the opportunity when they are, because they're starting to inch up a little bit. So you got to keep, don't wait, don't procrastinate. You know what's going to happen. You're going to say, I should have done it, could have done it, and didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's the opportunity.
Let me ask you about this fee, because this half percent fee or whatever it is that the government is going to be putting on these loans. Where did this come from? Why did they feel the need to do this? And how does it affect people who are considering doing a refinance or maybe considering taking out a new mortgage here in 2020 before we wrap up this year?
Well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are implicit arms of the government. And what they're looking to do is move away from government intervention and government control and become somewhat of a private independent entity. In order to do that, they have to have a significant amount of capital. So they're looking around, they're saying, hey, you know what? There's a lot of refinances going on right now. We should be able to do a cash grab here and get some money into our capital reserves so we have that opportunity to move over. So they've assessed, as of December 1st, every conventional refinance loan, whether you're doing cash out or just refinancing an existing mortgage, you're going to be assessed at 0.5% fee. That means either a higher interest rate or more on the closing cost side. Now, that doesn't mean that you apply as of December 1st. That means Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is going to receive that mortgage after it's been closed for insurance and into the general market. That means applications that are done in October, and even now, most lenders right now are instituting that 0.5% fee, because by the time they close and deliver it to Fannie Mae, it's going to be December 1st. Mm-hmm. We, of course, have a much quicker turnaround time. We're closing loans in about 2 to 3 weeks, so we're not instituting that 0.5% fee. But if you wait 3 weeks to get this process started, you're going to end up paying that higher rate. You're going to end up paying more in fees, one or the other. Now, rates are starting to inch up a little bit because the housing market's doing so well, and that's causing that little bit of a bump, but you still have the opportunity to get the rates under 3%. The bagel loan has no closing costs if you're going to borrow more than $250. The bank buster is under 3%. You can do that now with cash-out refinances. A lot of people are taking advantage of the cash-out refinances with rates under 3%. They're putting the cash away. And you know what, Annie? A lot of people are doing right now is they're saying, you know what, I have a 15-year or 20-year loan. I want a 30-year fix because the rates are so low. I'm going to make the extra payments every month to be done in 15 years. But with us not knowing where this world is headed, they want the comfort zone, they want the safety net of being able to revert back to that lower payment.
Well, you know, I can say that when I did my refinance with you, we talked about different, debts that I had or savings that I had, and where's the best place to put this money. And I would assume that every conversation that you have with every client that calls you at 314-324-4440, call or text 314-324-4440, that you definitely treated me as if my situation was unique. And I hear about all of these other 97.1 Annie Fry Show listeners that call you, and they all have unique situations as well. So there's a menu of things that people can do right now, but with rates being, rates are lower now than when I did it a year ago. With rates being this low, it's nice to be able to have that old-fashioned business model that you do, where you have that personal relationship with the person who is going through this process, so that you can customize for what's best for them, not necessarily what's always best for you. And you tell me those stories, and I think I'm really proud to be associated with you because of that.
Well, you know, our company is built on old-time American principles. You dealt with somebody that you knew that had accountability. Can you imagine giving the biggest investment you're going to make in your life, which is your home, to some computer or somebody offshore or somebody in another state that has no idea about anything, nor can you even see them or talk to them after hours? So we just rolled it back. We've been offered to expand our company nationwide, and we said we're not going to do it because if we do that, we're going to be in a situation where we can't give that personal one-to-one service. You know, everybody's different. Everybody doesn't fit in the box the same way. And you have to look at the situation and say, you know what, you can do A, you can do B. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? We had a 97.1 listener that was looking to buy a house at the lake. And they knew that if they go buy the house, they have to put 25% down to buy that home. It was a $300,000 home. Well, they have tons of equity in their house. We just did a cash out refinance on their home, gave them 100% of what the purchase price was going to be. They didn't have to lay out a dime. Not only that, they made a cash offer for the house down at the lake. So there was no competition. You know, other people were saying they wanted financing contingencies. We gave the guy the cash. So he was able to buy the house in 10 days with that big offer with having the cash in hand. So everybody's different. Nobody knows exactly how to go. You got to talk to us and see which is the best direction.
We're speaking with Stuart Rosenblum with Stuart's American Mortgage, a great partner of this show. 314-324-4440 is the phone number to call or text if you want to get the conversation started about what's best for you. I was speaking the other day with somebody who deals in retirement planning, and you know, he pointed out how much uncertainty exists surrounding this election. We don't have to necessarily go into which candidate is best for what outcome, but when uncertainty exists, that seems to me as though the economy lives a little bit on the edge there. If people want to lock in these low rates because they are super low, do you see this election potentially impacting people's access to these low rates and you know, the process that you have to go through in order to get them?
Well, I mean, this is the big question of the day, is where are we headed? You've got the pandemic that's going on. We don't know what's going to happen with the pandemic, with what's going on. You have the election coming up. You know, the elections are not going to be very good for the markets if the Democratic Party comes into play, because the dollar is going to drop. It's not very small business friendly, the other party that's running against our president. So we're in a situation here where all of a sudden you can see the economy go really, really down the tubes, and you all of a sudden you see interest rates go to 4 or 5%. It's not projected to be that way. The Federal Reserve said they're going to keep rates as low as possible, even if inflation comes in. So they're going to keep it at zero. But you know what? You and I both know, Annie, nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring. So you have a 0.5% that's coming up December 1st. You got the elections that can go the wrong way, or whatever way you want to determine it. Both things can significantly impact those mortgage rates. And then everybody's going to look back and said, we should have done it. Take advantage now. You can get it right now. I was reading an article in the newspaper that said that rates are approaching the 3% level, with an average of 1 to 2 points, which is 1 to 2% as a fee. We're under that 3% with the no fees. Take advantage while you can. Don't procrastinate this.
Stewie, one last question before I let you go. I want to, since we're talking here to the Andy Fry Show listeners, you've worked with quite a few of them so far. You know, what is it about the Andy Fry Show listener that makes you want to be here with us on this show from noon to three on 97.1? What kind of success have you had so far working with them?
You know, I love Andy Fry listeners. I love 97.1 listeners. They are educated. They are smart. They understand how the economy works. They understand that when we present to them the options, what the opportunities are. All the other customers we deal with just don't seem to have the level of expertise internally, understanding themselves which direction to go in. They're smart people. They're safe people. They're conservative people. They want a country that they want to live life well, and they want everybody to have the fair shakes and to go forward. And that is always a great opportunity for us. I always say the best consumer for us is an educated consumer. And at 97.1, 99.9% of listeners are very educated and good citizens of our country. And that's why I love dealing with them.
Well, we really love working with you, Stewie. I know that my refinance last year, every time I pay my mortgage, I think about you, and I'm grateful for Stewart's American Mortgage because we were able to lower our rate and lower our monthly payment, and it just makes things more comfortable when things are looking uncertain, and you definitely have done that for my family, and I know that I've gotten so many comments from people who've messaged the Facebook page that we're so grateful to have the opportunity to work with you because it was fast. And it is what I say it is. A lot of people will ask me on the side, like, are you sure about that bank loan? Really, there are no fees? He just puts them in the loan there. You just don't see them. There's no fees. It's not a magic trick. You know, Stewie, you do what you say you're going to do, and it works really well for people, and you're helping people, and we're glad to be able to bring our listeners to you in that regard. Thank you for coming on today. I hope we give you a flood of phone calls, and I hope so many people get themselves set up for maybe a good holiday season or a more comfortable mortgage payment or less interest to pay if you shorten the length of your loan. Lots of reasons to get that call started right now.
Annie, I think you do a fantastic job to listeners. I can't tell you the countless people that come in and say, she is so great in giving us education and information that's clean, straight, good and normal. And I appreciate very much the opportunity to be on the show.
Fantastic. Stewie, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for coming on.
Have a good one.
You Bye-bye. Too. If you're interested in starting the conversation, you, like I said, I've personally asked Stewie, I'm like, can people text you? Because I'm a texter. I would much rather text a question than have to call and leave a voicemail and then wait for the call back. But you can call him, absolutely. But you can also text him at 314-324-4440. Ryan, every time we have one of these conversations with Stewie or if I talk about it on the air, you're like, I need to do that.
I actually just texted him.
You did?
Yeah. Nice. I was waiting till he hung up the phone with you. I didn't want to like bother him while he was talking.
Every time
it up, text
you
it.
Have a rental property too, right?
Yeah, I've got kind of a unique situation. That's why I wanted to ask somebody who I figured could tailor something for us.
Yeah, he'll pay attention to what your situation is, and he'll tell you what's best for you. And if it's, you know, he's not gonna put you through the ringer and have you come out at the end going, why did I do this? And it looks good for him. I've heard him, you know. And I'll tell you this too. One of the biggest reasons why I'm grateful for Stewie is during the COVID lockdown and everything, there were a lot of people who pulled back from, you know, being on air. He didn't. His message was, we can't move the volume right now that we need to because banks were closed. But he wanted to make sure that he was still on the air telling people he would be there when they came back. And he has supported this show. And I am going to always be grateful for that. He's a good person. I've done business with him personally. And if you're in the market for a mortgage or a refinance, give him a call, text him, 314-324-4440. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to speak with Dr. John Fleming. He is the assistant to the President of the United States for planning and implementation. We're going to talk about the America First Healthcare Plan. Do you know what's in the America First Healthcare Plan? Well, you're about to in just a minute. Stick around. We'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Protect patients with pre-existing conditions. So today I'm laying out my vision for the future of American healthcare with the America First Healthcare Plan. As we restore America to full strength, the first healthcare plan will be a core part of our national renewal.
The president speaking about the America First Healthcare Plan. And I feel like it was just within the last week that we had people saying, you know, remember the president was going to say he was going to release a healthcare plan. Well, what is it and when is it going to happen? Well, here it is. Here we have it. And we have an expert on right now to talk to us about what it entails. Dr. John Fleming is joining us, the assistant to the president for planning and implementation, to discuss the America First Healthcare Plan. Doctor, thank you for coming on with us today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thanks, Annie. It's indeed a privilege to be here with you.
So what can you tell us there? We had the president talking about pre-existing conditions. It certainly seems to be the biggest buzzword that surrounds the conversation in a transitional Obamacare world to what President Trump would like to do with health care. What are the things that you want people to know first and foremost about this plan?
Well, look, I was in Congress when Obamacare was passed, when it was debated. In fact, I was deep in the debate myself. I debated against Zeke Emanuel and all of those who were, of course, big champions for Obamacare. And the promise was, as you recall, if you like your doctor, if you like your health plan, blah, 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 you get to keep them. We know that wasn't true. We said it wasn't true. But there wasn't enough people to believe us to actually hold back on this. But the big thing, the big lie is that Obamacare provides coverage for pre-existing conditions, and we know that that only applies to a very, very small group of Americans, and in fact, but for Medicaid expansion, there is no significant net increase in people covered by health insurance, and that's despite billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that have been spent. But here's what has happened, and that is that even though we have the best healthcare system in the world in terms of direct provision of care, and always have, what we have seen is a more bureaucratic system, a more expensive system, one in which there are fewer and fewer options for Americans, and the costs have skyrocketed. The deductibles have more than doubled. The premiums have more than doubled. So the American people are paying more and getting essentially the same. And so what President Trump is saying, look, going forward, we need to fix this. And the first thing I'm going to guarantee you is that whatever we do going forward, you will be protected when it comes to pre-existing conditions. So let's get that out of the way. But also, under his plan, Americans have more choice, they have lower cost, and better care. That's the three pillars of the Trump health plan. And his health plan includes 8 laws that he has already signed, 12 executive actions, and a number of other executive actions that are going to be coming in the weeks ahead, and then also reform of healthcare in general during his second term. So there's a lot that's happened, and there's a lot that's going to happen. But we are with President Trump's leadership, we are making America's healthcare the finest and most cost-effective healthcare with the most options, personalized care where decisions are made in the exam room with the doctor and the patient.
Dr. John Fleming is on the phone with us, assistant to the president for planning and implementation. Dr. Fleming, this America First Healthcare Plan, I'm looking at it a little bit as we're up on Twitter here, kind of scrolling through it. Is this something that, is he limited on what he can do through executive order? Because obviously he's done a little bit here. Is this sort of part one of other parts to come? Is he hoping to bring in Congress maybe after the election into this? Or how does this whole thing work out?
Well, we're actively engaging with members of Congress building legislation. For instance, one of the things that he mentioned in his speech is something called surprise billing, where someone goes to the hospital, they have a procedure done, maybe it's an emergency or maybe not, and they get a bill out of the blue, it's not in their network, and it may be an inflated cost. He's committed to fixing that. It's not an easy solution. It requires the help of Congress to really get a good solution to that. And we're already talking with key members of Congress in order to do that. But think about what he's already done. He signed into law the repeal of the individual mandate tax, which was a tax that you had to pay with the privilege of not getting health care coverage. He repealed taxes on health plans. He repealed taxes on medical devices. He's had four executive orders that lowers drug prices. We've seen premium decreases in Part D Medicare. He's required hospitals through executive action to post their prices, so we have more price transparency going forward. Passed the Right to Try for critically ill patients. Dramatically expanded access to telehealth. And, of course, we all know that he signed the historic VA Choice and VA Accountability Acts. These are just to name a few.
I love hearing about a lot of this, like, transparency and cost, because it seems to me as though big government always wants to pay for everything. They never want to ask why anything costs so much. We're speaking with Dr. John Fleming. He's the assistant to the president for planning and implementation. I'm going to ask you a very simple question here, and we only have we got 5 minutes left here, and I know this is a big answer, but what was so bad about Obamacare? Why do we need an America First health care plan? What is Trump doing that's better than the Affordable Care Act? Why does he need to replace it?
Well, going back to a statement I made earlier, when it comes to the actual delivery of care, we have the best doctors, the best system to deliver care. The problem is it's far more expensive and there's far fewer choices and options for people. We could deliver the same level of care. And again, this is pre-Obamacare. We had great care before Obamacare. So what has Obamacare done? Obamacare has basically expanded Medicaid. So we have a net increase of 12 to 14 million people on Medicaid. I think anybody would argue, and I'm a physician, as you know, that Medicaid is a third-rate way of covering care. You don't have any options under that. Why not move these folks to a private health plan where they have all the choices and decisions themselves? And so what President Trump is saying is that Obamacare took a brittle bureaucratic system with a lot of bureaucrats making decisions for you, a lot of middlemen skimming off the top, and he's saying, let's get rid of those folks, make care far more responsive, much more individualized and personalized, and put the options and decisions in the hands of patients themselves.
We're almost out of time here, Dr. Fleming, but with these executive orders, you know, the last night at the rally in Charlotte, President was calling out Big Pharma, and he's signed a lot of these things that you were just mentioning. Are these in danger of going away under a Biden presidency because he could just reverse the orders?
Well, not only that, but as you know, President Biden would have what they call Medicare for All, what we know to be socialized medicine, a fully government-run system. And all you have to do is look at the national health care system in Britain to know how bad that is, where people wait in line for tests, where they die of cancer because it's delayed diagnosed, where if you're a certain age, you no longer are a priority for receiving such things as a hip replacement. I don't think Americans can stand that kind of health care system, but that's exactly what a President Biden would deliver to you.
Doctor, one last time before we let you go here, to reiterate or to clarify, what happens to people under the America First healthcare plan who have a designated pre-existing condition?
There is not a specific law that does anything one way or another. Very few people see any benefit under the current Affordable Care Act for that either. So that's something that we plan to deliver working with our friends on the Hill, the members of Senate and House, to come up with a way that's cost-effective, where if people leave the insurance system and want to reenter it, that they can do it in a cost-effective way. That would require some subsidy from government, but it's very doable, and the president is 100% committed to doing that.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Fleming, for the time today. We appreciate this, and we're going to share from the White House website this executive order on an American First healthcare plan for people to read it for themselves as well. Great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Annie.
Bye-bye. Dr. John Fleming, the assistant to the president for planning and implementation there. That's pretty exciting that we were able to discuss that with him. And I know that this has been a very key issue for a lot of folks about wanting to make sure that there was this some sort of healthcare plan. Because, you know, I'll call that spade a spade, but Orange Man bad, Obamacare bad. That's kind of been the same thing. Like, okay, Obamacare is not good. So what's your solution? Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of providing solutions along with identifying problems. Not people who just identify problems, they're called complainers. And it's about better if you have something to put forward. So here, September 24th, 2020, is when we get the president's healthcare plan. We will share that along with this interview here, and you can read it for yourself. Some concerning news coming right now. It's kind of breaking, and we're watching some of the reports come in, but Dr. Ron Paul was doing a live stream and seemed to have suffered some sort of medical event. I'm going to be as vague as possible because I don't know what's going on, but it did happen on that live stream. And I want to encourage everybody to join me in saying a prayer for him and his hopefully speedy recovery, whatever his situation is right now. He's quite a pioneer in politics for our country, and he's definitely somebody that a lot of people in our country hold very dear for his efforts with the libertarian movement, and we wish him well, and he's in our prayers right now. Let's take a quick break. Gabe Pfeiffer is going to join us when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Breonna Taylor and what's happened since then with Gabe, among some other things. Stick around. We'll be back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.